Welcome to Jubilee Park. Relaxing and peaceful, another roof garden like Crossrail Place, Jubilee Park, where we will end our mystery history family trail. Why not lie down on the grass and look up at the gleaming skyscrapers around you? Yet underneath your feet, it's not relaxing at all. Remember how all the buildings in Canary Wharf have roots like trees? Under this lush green grass, you will find Canary Wharf Underground Station, where 40 million people get on and off, on and off, on and off tube trains every year. So here, there are gardens with roofs and buildings that have gardens for roofs. Canary Wharf isn't just a concrete jungle of skyscrapers, no. It's rich in nature and ecology. The 200 tall mezza sequoia trees in this garden remind me of the ship's masts that used to crowd the docks. I fly from tree to tree to tree and look out over the water, remembering the history Canary Wharf is built on. Wherever you are in Canary Wharf, you're probably near water. Can you find a leaf and sail it on the water in the park, just like one of the old sailing ships? Watch the leaf flow from pool to pool to pool, just like time flows from past to present to the future. It's been a pleasure sharing the history and mystery of Canary Wharf with you. And now, one last canary challenge. Count how many pools there are in Jubilee Park, then fly over to one of Canary Wharf's retailers for a reward. And when you next come back to Canary Wharf, I'll be here for sure, flitting from tree to tree. So remember, keep looking up.